PRI, Public Radio International.
Mon Dieu, a Frenchman with a Russian program.
Ah, but you know, we were very close at one time. The Russian and the French. Everybody spoke French at the Russian court. We had famous artists and writers who actually stayed in Russia for long sojourns. And as you know, right after or during the revolution, so many of them fled to France, where Stravinsky wrote his ballet music, the most famous ballet music. There is something so overwhelming about Russian melody. I say purposely not Russian melodies, but Russian melody with capital letters. Because I think that is probably the number one feature of Russian music. You can't resist Russian music because I think there is a melodic power which is simply overwhelming. And I think Rachmaninoff demonstrates it better than any other composer. It's extraordinary.
It's Jan-Pascal Tortelier, a Parisian on the Volga, for an all-Russian Pittsburgh Symphony Radio concert of Prokofiev and Rachmaninoff. I'm Jim Cunningham. Sergei Rachmaninoff, whose enormous hands could span a full octave, a 12-inch reach matched by only one NBA player in the last two decades. Despite his insecurity as a composer, Rachmaninoff gave the world some of its best-loved melodies. And Sergei Prokofiev, a confident young rebel, whose ferociously dissonant and polytonal works were almost unplayably difficult, even for him. Yes, he wrote notorious piano pieces, but demonstrated a gift for melody in his popular classical symphony, and sometimes in his most prickly pieces. On this Pittsburgh Symphony Radio broadcast, we'll meet one of the great pianists of the 21st century. Russian pianist Daniil Trifonov won first prize at both the Tchaikovsky and Rubinstein competitions in 2011. Music critic Norman Lebrecht has called him a pianist for the rest of our lives, a major artist. The New York Times said his playing demonstrated an elegant touch and witty grace. Welcome to Heinz Hall for this concert by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, welcoming Daniil Trifonov and his Pittsburgh debut in his all-Russian program. This concert will feature Mr. Trifonov in Prokofiev's second piano concerto, followed by Rachmaninoff's Tuneful Symphony No. 2, led by guest conductor Jan-Pascal Tortelier. Our concert is made possible by Pittsburgh residents Pat and Michelle Atkins, who've underwritten in honor of Carlow University in Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Prokofiev's second piano concerto sparked controversy at its premiere in Pavlovsk, Russia in September of 1913. Some described it with such terms as aggressively modernist, cubist, futurist, and a babble of insane sounds. Like Stravinsky's Rite of Spring, whose premiere famously sparked a riot 4 months earlier, Prokofiev's new concerto had well-respected detractors and proponents. In 1914, Prokofiev played his second piano concerto for Ballet Russe impresario Sergei Diaghilev, who attempted to devise a ballet scenario around Prokofiev's score, though he abandoned the effort. After a lyrical introduction comes the extended, uninhibited cadenza, one of the longest and most technically demanding solos in the whole concerto literature. Jan-Pascal Tortelier told me the Prokofiev second is a mountain climber's delight.
It comes at such an unexpected moment, you know, because by definition the cadenza is something that comes to crown a movement. Generally we are used to hear The cadenza towards the end of a movement, and then there is the conclusion played by the orchestra. But here it comes in the middle of a movement, like you know, we just propel the piano at a given point in the movement, and suddenly he's left to take off and demonstrate what he's capable of doing on his own. And then the orchestra comes back into the music almost in a sort of organic way. I mean, it's very, very... He was a very individual composer, Prokofiev.
Jan-Pascal Tourtellier, who will conduct Prokofiev's second piano concerto in just a moment at Heinz Hall. When Prokofiev left Russia in 1918, he was anticipating a short trip. He left a manuscript of his second concerto behind. When he returned 9 years later, the manuscript had reportedly been burned by a previous tenant to cook an omelet. Prokofiev reconstructed the score, revising the solo and orchestral parts to make them more graceful. We'll hear that version from 1924, which premiered in Paris with Serge Koussevitzky conducting. Daniil Trifonov was born in Russia on the 5th of March, 1991. At age 17, he won fifth prize at the 4th International Scriabin Competition in Moscow and the first prize at the 3rd International Piano Competition of San Marino. Now here is pianist Daniil Trifonov to make his Pittsburgh debut at Heinz Hall in the Piano Concerto No. 2 in G minor by Sergei Prokofiev with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra and guest conductor Jan-Pascal Tourtellier.
Thank you. Thank you.
played by Russian pianist Daniil Trifonov, winner of the grand prize, first prize, and audience prize at the 2011 Tchaikovsky competition. That was the Piano Concerto No. 2 by Sergei Prokofiev. Making his debut with the Pittsburgh Symphony, Daniil Trifonov is 22 years old. In the past 2 years, he's been making first performances with many of the world's top orchestras and conductors. His Carnegie Hall debut recital was released in 2014 on the Deutsche Grammophon label. Hearing Daniil Trifonov for the first time at Heinz Hall has Pittsburgh music lovers asking for more. There's going to be an encore. Thank you. An encore from Daniel Trifonov, who's made his Heinz Hall debut. Earlier, he played the Prokofiev Second Piano Concerto with the Pittsburgh Symphony and Manfred Honeck. As an encore, he played the Alborada del Grazioso, the Morning Song of the Jester by Maurice Ravel. The Alborada was written in 1905. It was part of a set of five piano pieces known as Miroir. WQED-FM's Ted Sawyer is backstage to catch Daniel Trifonov.
What a fabulous encore to an amazing work by Prokofiev. Just an incredible first half of this concert.
Thank you. It was a great honor for me to play for the first time with Pittsburgh Symphony. And it's, I believe that this piece, Prokofiev's Second Concerto, is one of the most exciting, and how the orchestra played it was magnificent.
It was written by a 22-year-old. You're 22 years old. You must connect with this piece quite a bit. This must be something special for you.
This piece, despite the age of Prokofiev when he wrote it, when he was just 22 years old, but at the same time, his the tragedy which stays behind this music is incredible. It was written after the suicide of his best friend, Max Schmidtgoff, and he dedicated this concerto to his memory. And there is a wonderful diary of Prokofiev, which is, I believe, is also issued in English. He describes these moments, how he was trying to find him, but there was no any news. It was a completely bizarre event. And his frustration, it's all expressed in the music.
WQED-FM's Ted Sawyer talking with Daniel Trifonov backstage at Heinz Hall after we heard him play the second piano concerto by Sergei Prokofiev with the Pittsburgh Symphony and Jan-Pascal Tortelier. On the way, the Rachmaninoff Symphony No. 2 in this Russian program from Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. Jim Cunningham with you. Jim Wilkinson is the president and CEO of the Pittsburgh Symphony, resident conductors Fauzi Haymor and Lawrence Lowe. The Pittsburgh Symphony is always on the air on the Pittsburgh Concert Channel from the WQED.org website with archived concerts available on demand 24 hours a day. Just Google Pittsburgh Concert Channel. I hope you'll write. I'd like to hear from you, and I'd like to send you a free souvenir from Pittsburgh, the Pittsburgh Symphony Program Reading Light. It will fit in your wallet, it magnifies small print, and it arrives along with a complete list of concerts in the series. There's a photo of Manfred Honeck next to the microphone with his biography, the Pittsburgh Symphony history, and more. It's all free. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15213. Send email to pso@wqed.org, or you'll find our website at psoradio.org. Be sure to let me know what station you're listening to. If you missed the address, stay tuned. I'll give it again at the end of this Pittsburgh Symphony Radio concert. The broadcast is made possible by Pittsburgh residents Pat and Michelle Atkins, who've underwritten in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.